Today, I'm talking to a very good and very long-time friend, my friend Phil Bowler. I knew that I was going to do this recording a couple of days ago, so I went back on my journals, which are quite extensive, and I first met him 14 years ago in Lincoln at a Miriam Gifford fair. Good morning from me and good morning from Phil.
Good morning from Phil.
We're going to talk a little bit about something that's occurring in your life at the moment. But first, I'm going to ask you very quickly. The whole of our world, this spiritual world, is changing a little bit. And it's interesting, isn't it? The one thing that's rock steady is astrology. It really can prove the point. Can you comment on that for me?
People who have readings with me, particularly at these shows, they say that they've come to have an astrology reading rather than a sort of psychic, medium, sort of clairvoyant type reading, because there's something more, now what's the word I'm looking for, something more definite that they can put the finger on. It's all planetary, it's astronomy based, so it's all planetary activity which is happening, there's no doubt about it. And I think that makes the difference. It's there. It's a thing that is going on, always has gone on, and always will go on till the end of time, you know. And they somehow pick up on that.
I remember I spoke to you quite recently. You were saying more people come along to you and say, I've got a question to ask because at the moment I'm going to move house, or I'm going to start a business, or I'm going to start a baby. And they come along to you and say, Phil, when's the best time for me to do this? And it really has changed considerably with that aspect.
We're going back to your first question now, because that is where astrology beats every other divination system. It is massively accurate on timing because of the astronomical influence of one planet transiting another planet. It's happening. There's no doubt about it. And when that transit is absolutely at its peak, that's when things will, the associated trends with those planetary things will happen.
Well, let's go for an example. I can remember some years ago when I was doing a lot of entertainment, I asked you to have a quick look at my chart, and I remember you said to me, you've got something that's perfect for you, you've got a double sun sign.
Yes, the double Leo.
Yes.
Leo is the theatrical sign.
Yes.
So you're double helping of it. It's as simple as that.
You said something to me that I found fascinating. You said, remember, the most important thing is it carries with you. It determines that you are more than able to do it, but you do have to actually motivate what is there for it to happen. And I think people miss this point, don't they?
They do. I'm just looking at my banner, actually. On the main pink bit, your astrological birth chart is unique to you and holds your true potential. That's the word. I've seen people our sort of age, which is about 30, incidentally, for those that don't know us, and... they've got the most dynamic charts, and they're in the 50s or 60s, yet they've got nothing to show for it because that potential has not been tapped into for various reasons.
There's a choice that you've made, and I think we need a bit of clarification because you're taking a bit of a sabbatical.
Yeah. Yes, it's a choice that we have made, me and Mrs. Phil. And it's been over quite a long period. It's very involved. It is only affecting the shows, and it's only for a temporary basis. So therefore, there will be people who don't go to all the shows who won't even miss me, because I'm just stopping doing the shows until probably late spring next year, 2018. We haven't got a definite time on it, and it is mostly surrounding family issues involving Rosa's mother, who's got problems, and it's just getting extremely difficult to deal with. She needs me there, basically. She also needs time off, so when she has the time off, I step in. But there's other issues as well. This I haven't made public knowledge yet, and I don't know why I've not. You know about the Butterfly Garden, and I think most people who know me or know of me know about the Butterfly Garden, which is my other sort of claim to fame. And it's finally reached a proper recognisable status. And that needs working on. Because we live in the rural areas of Lincolnshire where there's all this dike network, and obviously the dikes have to be looked after by an internal drainage board. And over the years, we've had one or two disputes with them because of trees that we've planted in the garden to get the butterfly garden established, and unaware that we weren't supposed to do it so close to the dike, nobody had ever said. But it's wrong to say we've got away with it, but they've accepted our viewpoint. It took a lot of doing. But the long and the short of it is, not only are they now seeing things our way, but they have this biodiversity action plan, and we're part of it. So it's very much a double-edged thing. We're going to be on their website, they're going to be on our website. We're working together on a major conservation project. We've got butterfly conservation backing us, Lincolnshire Wildlife Trust, etc. And it takes I need to get out there and do more work on it, you know. So that is another reason. But of course, the planetary aspects. I'm not going to do make any sort of major decision without consulting my astrological chart, and that totally, quite shockingly actually, went along with these plans. It made, when you know what to look for, I'm not going to bore you with the details, but when you know what to look for, because there was things to do with the moon is very associated with female members of the family, which is going back to Roz's mum again. And that was very, very strongly picked up on. Pluto is the planet of transformation, and coupled with Saturn, which is the commitment and responsibility, that was oozing out of my chart. It just made absolute sense to just back off on things which were not exactly causing a problem, but it was leaving Roz stranded at a time when she can't be. And it just made sense just for a few months, you know, while we sort things out and concentrate on other issues. But I want to stress, my astrology work is carrying on. Anyone who wants a reading, anyone who certainly wants a written profile, especially for Christmas presents, etc., that is as it always was. I don't want to lose contact at all. I just need more time to do other things, basically. And I think a change, a rest, is as good as a change. See where I'm going there?
Yeah. I do, Phil. I really do believe wholeheartedly that sometimes to take a break is actually an incredible thing to do. I think it really refreshes.
And I've never done it, you know, since I started doing these shows in 2004, and I've never missed one, apart from ones I chose not to do. Never missed one, never had to cancel one, and never taken a break from it.
Interesting, because there we have it. You know, earlier on I said 14 years, 2004, yeah. It's right on the nail. For clarification of all your fans, and you do have many, I know that you are a humble man, but you have. You really are a well-liked human being, and you're well-respected in your work. So for clarification, you and Roz have decided to take some time out. Things are changing, but not changing drastically. And people can contact you. They can get their full astrological charts. Yep. They can have determined readings. And I call the determined readings when somebody says, Phil, I'm about to start something. When would be the best time to do it? Mm-hmm. I want to sell my property. When's the best time for me to approach the estate agent, etc.?
And equally, when something has happened. Something's happened which they either weren't expecting or didn't go the way they wanted. As long as they give me the time when whatever the event was happened, I do a chart for that moment. It captures the moment, you see, just like a birth chart does. It's my favourite bit of all astrology, these what I call event charts.
Yes. Is there anything you'd like to say to anybody, all of the people that you've worked with over the years?
I am humbled, if that's... Can you use the word humbled? Can you put a D on the end of it? By what you said about this fan club, because I know you're right, that I've got all these wonderful people. I was only saying to someone the other day that there seems to be a trend right now, for me personally, where people are coming back for readings having not had one for about 5 or 6 years. I don't understand why they're all happening at once. It's like what they always say about buses, you wait for ages and then they all come together. But yes, loads of people are coming back. They obviously feel the time is right. They need, and that's what I always say to people, when do I need a top-up, they say. And I say, when you feel you need one. The obvious thing is to say around your birthday, because you can bring it up to date. The birth chart can be brought up to date annually on your birthday for a one-year chart, but you can do it whenever. And what I love about astrology readings, more than anything else, is the ones that you've been touching on where they're asking specifics, because you can really zoom into the right part of the chart, you see. Midheaven is all about career. The descendant area is all about relationships, etc.
Phil, thank you very much indeed from what sounds like it could be a busy show.
I hope so. It's beginning to look that way, isn't it?
I really think so. Thanks, Phil.
Cheers.